Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kramer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Rice steals second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. McNair steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com has Coleman trapped. There's the throw to Pitlock and back to Com, who tags Coleman for the out. McNair moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Kramer reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Cane moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Williams reaches second base with a double. Cane scores. Kramer scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Wieland now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to second. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Kane moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians too. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney juggles the ball. That's an error on Finney. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Athletics. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Hale scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. the throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Finney steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cane is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Weingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weingarna reaches second base with a double. Pitlock moves to third. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.